Welcome to So What Do You Think? A podcast where we discuss weird and unsolved mysteries and events and give you our completely unprofessional opinion on them. I'm Jay and with me here is B.
Hi.
So tonight we got a fairly recent one and it's weird. It's not been solved yet, obviously. That's why we're talking about it. But it's super creepy because we actually have some film footage to look at as far as the case goes. I'm sure you haven't heard of it, but it's the case of Missy Beavers. Have you heard of that one?
No, of course not.
I have to try.
Yeah.
Okay. So the year is 2016. It's April. Terry, or Missy Beavers, as they would call her, was a 45-year-old woman living in Red Oak, Texas. She was married to Brandon and had three kids. She seemed to be one of those like super go-getter types that's like really active in the community and, you know, is always out there and outgoing and that sort of thing. Basically the opposite of me.
And the opposite of me. Yeah. Ugh, I'm exhausted already just thinking about her life.
I know. It's definitely not my bag. I don't have the energy for that. Of course, she was a fitness instructor as well. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, fitness was her life. She took it really, really seriously. Now, she's famous for a super intense boot camp class called Gladiator Boot Camp. And she'd run this a couple of times a week, usually out in a park. But on this occasion, it was pouring rain. So they decided to take it to the local church. So this class started at 5 a.m. and it was at the Creekside Church of Christ that morning. Missy would arrive at the church at 4:18 a.m. to prepare for the class setup and everything. And so this is where the scene of this incident happens. So it's 18th of April, 2016. At 5 a.m., her students arrive at the church for the class and find that she's obviously been attacked by someone. She had bad head injury and multiple puncture wounds in her chest, and she is completely unresponsive. So they call the paramedics straight away. They call, but unfortunately, Missy passes away right after they arrive. So the scene was quite gruesome. There was large pools of blood everywhere and shattered glass. So after this, I suppose, you know, the police are called. It's a crime scene and they have to try and look at what on earth went on here. On arriving, the police searched the area and they found her car in the car park. It was unlocked and her keys, wallet, iPhone were inside in her handbag. So it was sort of suspected that maybe she was sort of in the middle of bringing things to and from her car, and that's why it wasn't locked up and everything was in there still. So police checked the surveillance footage and find that the cameras outside the church were not working, because I think they were thinking this might have been like a blitz attack outside her car as she was going in and out. But the cameras aren't working. Really annoying. However, they do find that the cameras inside the church were working. They watch it. And they see Missy enter at 4:18 a.m. However, someone else is already there. They see a mystery person enter the church at 3:50 a.m. Now, this person is heavily clad in SWAT uniform. So, you know, like the full riot gear.
Yeah.
So he's got this person's got a helmet. The helmet says police on it. You can't see their face. And they've just got like all of like the bulletproof vests and the boots and everything. This person enters through the back door and for half an hour, they're there before Missy arrives there. In this half hour before Missy gets there, it's really, really creepy. And I'll get you to look at the footage in a second. This person just walks around nonchalantly throughout the church. They've got a hammer in their hand and they've got a crowbar as well. And at one point they're holding a white box, but no one really knows what that is. So this person is literally, and you can look at the footage now. Mm-hmm. For everyone else, this footage is available on YouTube. It's really creepy, and I'll put a link in the show notes. So really, this person just walks around. They had used the hammer and crowbar to break in, but also they kind of walk around and just start smashing at the walls and at windows and breaking things as well, almost like they're trying to stage some sort of scene. So yeah, have a look and see what you think. So tell me what your thoughts are on what you're seeing there. Man, woman, size, what they're doing, how they look, all of that sort of thing.
Man,
mm-hmm.
Walks oddly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. Doesn't walk very manly, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not very masculine. Not like he's trying to, I don't know. It's just really weird.
Yeah, and they're just
opening sort of all the doors. He's just walking around. It doesn't look like he's doing anything, though. Like, there's no method to, okay, now he's starting to smash things, which just seems really weird.
Yeah, it's very random. And this person's not really worried that they're going to get busted, right? Like, they're just sort of walking through the halls, checking doors, opening things,
yeah,
having a look, you know, killing time almost.
Mm.
Waiting for her to get there, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this person can't be identified, otherwise the case would be solved. But yeah, we can get a really, really good look at them from the external part of them anyway. So the police had a look at this, and they ascertained that the person was about between 5'2 and 5'7, so quite short, and they're quite heavy set as well.
Yeah.
There's quite a distinctive gait, like you were saying. Like
they walk.
This person does walk weird, yeah. I reckon it looks as though either someone who, you know how you, when you see like older, heavier people, they kind of waddle when they walk?
Yeah.
Or like they're nursing an old foot injury or something like that. Like it was almost like a limp.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the cameras did not capture the murder, but apparently it did capture more than what the police have released. As far as I know, they didn't actually capture her getting beaten, but they do show her seeing hearing something and looking around like, oh, who's that? Someone's here early, and walking towards that person. And at the same time, this person goes into where she was killed. So it's assumed that this person is the killer. We know that she was bludgeoned to death, and it looks as though it was with a hammer. She also had the head wound, so it all sort of makes sense that way. So the police did end up looking at, I mean, obviously the CCTV outside the building wasn't working, but they actually managed to get some footage from other buildings in the area. And they actually do find like footage of a strange car driving around that they can't work out who it belongs to. You kind of see someone driving back and forth and coming into the car park and driving around. And I'll put a link to that footage on there too, and we'll talk a bit about that later. In this case, we can see who killed Missy, but we just don't know who this person is. And, you know, amazingly, they've never been identified. So many people have seen this. And this wasn't one of those cases where the police held this close to their chest. They released this footage pretty much straight away. So unfortunately, nobody's ever come forward and said, I know who that is. So what do you think so far?
Where did they get the police riot gear from?
Yeah, and it almost looks like it's too big for them as well, don't you think? Yeah. Like it swamps them quite a lot. So, yeah. I mean, I suppose you can get that stuff from like a dress-up store maybe.
But it doesn't look crap. Like it doesn't look tacky.
Yeah, it looks like
it actually looks like it is police gear.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I don't know. But or it's just a really, really good knockoff.
Mm.
But, yeah, it doesn't really fit them.
And why though? Why?
I'm assuming to conceal their identity because it's like head to toe.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other ways to do that. It's almost symbolic in a way to me, like it means something. I don't know. It's just a weird choice. There's plenty of other ways you can conceal yourself without giving stuff away. Why go for police riot gear?
I know. It is really strange. The only other thing I can think maybe is that, I mean, she was in tip-top shape, right? So she probably could kick someone's ass. So maybe it was an attempt to sort of not get injured themselves when they attacked her. But again, I'm kind of assuming that they took her by surprise as well, just being able to knock her out straight away. I haven't read anything about her having defensive wounds or anything like that. So I am assuming it happened pretty quickly. So let's look at some suspects. Firstly, let's get this out of the way, that the whole theory of it was a stranger. No. And people have said maybe it was a robbery gone wrong. No, because this person wasn't robbing anything. Nothing was missing. They were walking around smashing stuff, opening doors and that sort of thing. If this was a robbery, someone would have come in, done what had to do and got out, not sort of walked around there for so long, I think.
Mm.
This person lay in wait for her, and I would say that any extra damage caused in the building was just this person staging the scene. There was nothing missing, and it wasn't even missing from Missy's car as well. So her phone, purse, everything was in the car. So you think if it was someone robbing her or robbing the church, they would have at least gone out and had a look there. So I think that we can go ahead and rule this theory out just as a first point, I reckon. What do you think?
The only way I think it could be like a not a robbery, but like someone was just coming in to do damage to a church and mm-hmm. was unaware that someone was going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Panicked.
So, yeah, people have theorized that this person didn't actually know she was going to be there. Like I said, she did change the location of the class at the last minute, but she put it on Facebook. So if anyone knew her and had her on Facebook, they would have seen that or at least followed her business page. So yeah, I suppose it could have been someone just coming in to smash up the church and came across her accidentally, maybe.
Yeah.
But then wouldn't you just sort of scurry away? Why do you need to not only just hit someone in the head with a hammer, but completely bludgeon them to death? That's quite personal to me.
Mentally unwell people, violent people.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
So I don't know. I don't feel like this was a stranger, but I guess, you know, we can still leave it out there. If anyone else has got any ideas about that side of things, you can let us know. So, of course, in cases of murder of a woman, the husband is looked at closely first up. Now, when police looked into the couple's marriage closer, they did find a few concerning things. Firstly, there were financial issues, something that obviously causes stress in any marriage. Secondly, there was also a lot of evidence that Missy was having a lot of affairs. And I haven't had it confirmed in what I've read, but I feel as though maybe Brandon was as well. So it sounds like there was a lot of infidelity going on there. Now, Brandon was looked into, as I said, and turns out that he actually had a really good alibi. He was out of town on a fishing trip that week and all that week. So he actually had a rock solid alibi. So he was ruled out pretty quickly. And I have to say that I don't think that this was a contract killer. Some people have been like, well, maybe he hired someone to kill her. Look, this was a short, dumpy person with questionable mobility, as far as I'm concerned, and did not by any stretch of the imagination make a quick and clean entry, which is what you would imagine a hitman to have done.
A hitman wouldn't be fucking caught on camera.
No, that too. Yeah, and with all the riot gear, it was just all very strange.
Maybe a cheap hitman.
Yeah. I feel like if it was someone coming to kill her, they probably would have just jumped her in the car.
And in these situations, like the only time that hitmen ever work out are if it's like a proper hitman involved with dodgy people that do dodgy things all the time.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to be the rat, so you don't say anything. Whereas when it's Joe Blow going out and getting a hitman to kill his wife, it's usually some fucking dodgy guy or girl that just says, oh, yeah, I'll do it for you for this much money. And they have no idea what they're actually doing. And then it always, like, they always get caught out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. This doesn't feel like a hit to me. This wasn't someone coming in and sort of laying in wait and hiding in the shadows and that. It was just someone sort of farting around a church.
Yeah, you know? Weird. Really weird.
So how about one of Missy's boyfriends? It seems as though Missy's app of choice for communicating with these guys was actually LinkedIn, which was very weird. She was, I suppose it's a way to sort of keep it away from her husband. You know, if you had Tinder on your phone, I'm pretty sure your husband.
It's just business, honey. It's just business.
Exactly. So unconventional, yes, but I guess, you know, not somewhere that he would potentially look. And, you know, there is a message function on LinkedIn, so maybe it was a smart thing to do. I don't know. Police have said that it is possible that she had been in contact with her killer. She also had been receiving what she actually called creepy messages from someone in the days leading up to this event. And it was a person unknown to her. So she actually showed her girlfriends like these creepy messages and have never been able to find what was in the creepy messages and what made them creepy. But she was like, ooh, who is this guy? This is gross. No, I'm not happy with this. So it is believed, though, that the police tracked this person down. And given that there's been no arrest, I'm assuming it wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
Now, if Missy thought she was actually being stalked, she didn't show it. In fact, she was usually one of those, this is Texas, she was a gun carrying person. Mm-hmm. and she had actually left her gun in the car that morning. So if she was worried about being stalked, she didn't carry her gun on her that morning, which you think you would do at 4 o'clock in the morning, in the dark, in the pouring rain, you know, if you're worried that someone was stalking you. So I don't know how serious she was taking these messages or if they were just like, ooh, look at this creepy guy. So the next theory is that if it wasn't someone like a jilted lover, perhaps it was one of their wives. People have suggested that the person in the video is actually a woman. Now, this is based on the gait. Like you said, it wasn't a very manly walk. That was one of the first things you picked up on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know whether I'm sold on it being a man or a woman. I don't think you can tell.
No, I don't think you can tell.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put into words what I think. Story of my life. It could be a woman, the walk. Maybe that's why the walk seems a bit weird, because it is oversized police gear and it's probably actually quite heavy.
I imagine it would be.
So maybe that is like part of it, why they're walking funny. Could explain the brutality of the murder, mm-hmm. because a pissed off wife with her husband, person does look, I guess maybe a little bit, I wouldn't say overweight or fat, but maybe a bit frumpy. So, you know, someone, a lady that's pissed off because her husband's having an affair with probably, you know, quite trim and fit and,
yeah,
you know.
Yep. Or I thought also she could potentially be pregnant. She's almost got like that pregnant lady waddle.
Yeah, got a waddle, definitely. Yeah.
And that could explain why this person looked so short as well. So the police felt like this was a really short person.
Mm.
To me, my first instinct when I first saw it was that it was an older person with a weird gait. Like it looks like an old fat man. That was my first impression when I saw it. Still, the lover's angry wife theory, I think, is one that we should definitely look at. One thing that people actually picked up on with this waddling gait was that it actually looks like this person has shoes on that are way too big for them. So
yeah, I did think that too.
Yeah, so maybe it is a woman dressed up in like a man's gear, right? Gear or something.
Yeah. Like when you see a little kid walking around with dad's sneakers on.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't quite pick their feet up, so they sort of shuffle.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it looks like.
A little bit, yeah. And like you said, if the SWAT gear all over was too big, that might like create some sort of gait issue.
Mm.
The problem here I have, though, is that we've just literally got no information on who she even was cheating with. Like that's never, ever come out. So we don't know how many people, we don't know who they were, if they had jilted wives, pregnant wives, you know, short wives, anything like that. So we can't actually compare specific people to the gait of the person in the video. Mm. I mean, this was a rage-filled attack, though, like you were saying, like this was something that perhaps could have been a jilted wife. So I think we have to say it's a maybe on that theory.
Mm.
Now, one other person that we do need to look at who also has a duck-like sort of waddly gait is Brandon's father, Randy.
Mm.
There is some news footage of him, and I'll post a link in the show notes to this as well. And someone, I'll send you a link. Someone has put video of the killer next to video of him walking. Let me know what you think. So I think this first happened when, you know, the old web sleuths got involved and someone actually watched this guy on the news and was like, hang on a minute, that looks familiar. And, you know, it is actually quite compelling. So tell me what you think as you watch it. So Randy's the one in the pink.
Yeah. Definitely got a wide gait.
And he's kind of heavier set.
Heavier set. How tall is he?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's taller than they think than this person is.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be a bit taller.
But it's interesting that people sort of picked up on that, I got to say.
When you see the walk, it's nearly identical.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, people are quick to point out that the killer is a bit short, like we were saying, compared to Randy. But look, I'm willing to accept that the height estimate of the perpetrator could have been off. I mean, we're going on CCTV footage and we're looking from the top down as well. So
when you look at when he opens the door, there's one of the weird door that has like the top open and the bottom half
stables,
open.
Stable doors, yeah.
Yeah. You can actually see sort of where his head height is on the door, and it actually looks quite high.
Yeah.
Because it sort of like lines up almost with the There's a little window on it.
Yeah, and doors are usually, what, about 2 meters? A bit more than 2 meters?
Yeah, like, it, I don't know. To me, not as short as...
Yeah, and as I said, like, having a look at cameras from the top down, like, you're going to get a bit of a skewed view of things. Also, I think it might throw people off because it is sort of a larger person and they do sort of waddle like a duck, that maybe that makes them appear like they're shorter than they are.
Yeah, even the way he swings his arms match.
Yeah. So the web sleuths cottoned onto this, and they, a lot of people really like him for this. Now, adding to this whole comparison information, a few days after the murder, Randy brought a bloodstained shirt to the cleaners. Now, police were like, oh my God, yep, jump on that shit. Apparently the cleaner was like, no, this is weird, and called the police. Good on them. So the police jumped in. Randy said that it was from when his dog had been attacked by their other dog and it got quite badly mauled. So he had to like carry it to the car and go to the vet. So he's like, no, it's dog blood from that. They actually DNA tested the blood and it was dog's blood, and the vet confirmed it too. So that was a bit exciting, but no, it didn't actually lead to anything. Randy also seemed quite unemotional after his daughter-in-law died, which was a bit strange too. He's all kind of like smiles for the camera and stuff. But, you know, she had cheated on his son, and I don't know whether or not he just found that out. Yeah. You know, so maybe he just didn't like her. He was just like, oh, well, maybe I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Police did find, though, that he was in California at the time of the murders, so the police don't consider him a suspect. Now, I don't know anything about this alibi. I don't know why he was in California, who vouched for him being there. And as we know, alibis can be wrong. You know, like, there have been so many people ended up in jail when they shouldn't have done because alibi witnesses were out and, you know, all of that. So, you know, take away that whole he was in California, I think he would be a great suspect for this just based on those comparisons. So there is one last suspect we need to look at, and that is a man named Bobby Henry. Now, Bobby used to be a cop, and he was brought to the attention of police after many, many tips were received from the public who watched the surveillance footage. Not only did Henry used to be a cop, he was actually in the SWAT team and he had the uniform still. He was ultimately fired following a sexual assault charge and much later received child pornography charges. So he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
So not only did he have the SWAT gear, he also walked with a limp as well, which was interesting. He also owned a Nissan Altima, which was the same sort of car that was captured in the parking lot on CCTV. Really, the only thing against him is that he's 6'1", so he seems to be too tall to be the person in the footage. And it was this fact that saw him eliminated as a suspect. Now, I think that they must have had more. You cannot just eliminate him because he's tall. Like we were saying, like, I don't know how accurate these height prediction things are. I don't know how you can actually decide who's a suspect and who's not just based on it. So I don't know. And also motive, like, unless he's just a psycho, what would be a motive for killing her as well? So what do you think about our suspects?
I don't know. I think the dad. I like that.
Yeah, he certainly matches that walking gait and his build and everything, I think.
Yeah, definitely the cop, because he sounds like a piece of shit, but if they're ruling him out, they've obviously got, well, no, what am I saying? They've obviously got good reason. Assuming that the cops are good and they know how to do their job.
Yeah, we should know by now not to make
that assumption. Yeah, either the dad or the bad cop. But why, what's the motivation for the cop?
Yeah, that's it. I don't think there's a motive from the cop at all. Mm-hmm. I think that motive-wise, we've got a jilted wife. Like, if we're going to go by motive, I think that a wife of someone she was cheating with is probably on the cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually with these cases, and maybe it just hasn't been around long enough, usually with these cases that have been around a bit longer, I go on message boards and people that know them come and they tell you bits and pieces.
Yeah.
They're true. But there's really nothing. So I expect someone to have outed like an ex-lover or something and their wife by now, but nothing's really been talked about. So I think all we have to go on in this case is the video. So let's talk about the video a little bit. Now, I think that it looks as though when he's walking around, and we'll say he, we know it could be a she, but just for ease, we'll say he, it looks like the killing time.
Yeah.
Either that or just, got some sort of beef with the church. I don't know.
But I would also, if I was, if you were going to be trying to surprise someone with an attack, wouldn't you be more careful about what you were doing?
Yes. Yeah, because I know that this person was wearing all of the riot gear, but you can still leave your DNA, you can still shed DNA in some way, shape or form.
And she could have walked in with the gun.
Yeah, that's it. If someone knew
her. You're wandering around, you've lost track of time, you're smashing the walls, making noise.
That's the other thing too, is did he hear her come in and decide that he had to stop making noise, or why did she not hear him straight away? Yeah, it seems weird. He seems very comfortable in the building, I think. He kind of knows where things are and he's happy to walk around. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, although it is a possibility that he came across her accidentally, it doesn't feel like that. That attack just feels too insane for that. Really, there's not anything concrete against anyone in this case, though. So I think that the best evidence is Bobby Henry, just because of, the car. That is something concrete. We do have that car on CCTV. We do have the fact that he does have SWAT gear and he does walk with a limp. We have all this stuff that's actually quite compelling evidence. But again, why? Why would he do it, though? Unless he knew her and we just don't know that he knew her, maybe. There's more to the story that we don't know. But, yeah, I think that we still have to sort of ask questions of Randy, the father-in-law, because although the police have said, yes, he was in California, what was confirming that alibi, I'd like to know. But I don't know. Like I said, I still feel like it was a personal attack. So, I don't know whether this is going to be ever solved, because it just seems as though you've got all this evidence, but none of it really concretely points to anyone. So, it might end up being one of those cases where it doesn't get solved just because the killer had nothing to do with her and was completely random, You never know. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think I can definitely give a definitive cause in this one. No. There's definitely a lot of possibilities up there. And I'm glad that our crazy ex-cop is in jail now. Unfortunately, it took child pornography to get him there. But anyway, if everyone could just let us know what you think, that would be great. Leave us a review. And, come and see us on our Facebook and Instagram pages and comment. Let us know what you think happened to Missy. What do you think about the footage and how this person walks? What's your thoughts? Otherwise, we'll see you all next week. All right, bye. Then. Bye.
Bye.